people, the time has come.
1690, welcome back to another episode of The Come Up featuring your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are you guys feeling tonight? I'm feeling very good because I am a new man. Today I am 22 years old. Yesterday was indeed my birthday, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who gave me a beautiful message, shouted me out, wished me happy birthday. It was amazing. Thank you guys so much. Deeply appreciate it. Tonight we have a very special episode. Once again, we've always have special episodes, but tonight we have a really, really good episode. So for starters, we have our interview with the one and only Allo, who just dropped a new song today called Good Day, which is why it's also a very good day. We also got three new singles from three different artists. So we got In the Darkness by Rachel Dara, Attention by NLD Jr., and Lettuce by Manifer. I hope I pronounced that one right. We're gonna start off with Lettuce by Manifer, and after Attention by NLD Jr., and then In the Darkness. And after that, we're going straight into our interview with Allo. Stick around, guys. It's gonna be a great episode here on The Come Up. Can't wait. I'm excited. Let's get into it.
Some batter in a pan. You see how we whisking it and mixing it. We filling up a plate. First bite, mad taste. Love bomb, infatuate. True love that'll wait. It never does. Magic in my hand like a wand to a wish. Shooting in a mist, but I thought my aim was true. My future in the stars, watch it shoot away from you. Orion, now you're lying on my chest. Right mind, go left. I find your test was incomplete. You took me for a ride, now we in too deep. Talk away a problem that's feeling cheap. I see that, I see that.
We stay watching how the glass break. I try to find ways. Letters in a bottle and I'll truck it back to your place. Pies and chill moments, but I'm missing how we go play. Yeah. We stay watching how the glass breaks. I try to find ways. Letters in a bottle and I'll truck it back to your place. Pies and chill moments, but I'm missing how we. Locked up, throw away the keys, yeah, love. How you buck up, focus on the dough, but cooking me like a pizza. Topless, unless we drinking past the margarita. She a soccer player when she stepping out of cleats. Keep up, soap one. As she passes, hearts like hacky sex. Force blunt, trauma stories high into the rafters. So lungs, scream for help, she only wants you so much. Now it's enough now.
Love you when it's sundown, the night is ending quickly. Yours is on my feeling, surprised the way she kicking. To the curb, comfy on some mad legs, losing feeling. Sitting with my hands atop my head, finna end the night in bed. Light is on and candy wrappers in my sheets, the only sweets I mean to get. My old sweetie wants me dead. Left to part a choke on sharp bits. Old and broken, left discarded now.
We stay watching how the glass break. I try to find ways. Letters in a bottle and I'll truck it back to your place.
Play, yeah.
We stay watching how the glass breaks. I try to find
looking down, thinking about your smile and your silly laugh. I'm alone without your company, and you know that I am suffering. I've been told that you don't wanna see me ever again, and that bothered me. I know I made a mistake a while back. I'm trying to make it up to you now. I made you cry. I'm really trying to make it right and apologize. I show up to your house, knock on the door. You don't open up, now I feel ignored. I know you ain't sure about me no more. Baby, please know I'll always be yours. All I want is your attention. So please stop me. That's all I need. You add me up. Whenever you feel a certain type of way, not disappear. I don't wanna feel bad anymore. Don't wanna feel bad anymore. Limited. I don't wanna choose the way you get to live. Just wanna let you know that I'm sorry for what I do. Dumb mistakes, I know it's how it is. But I'm trying to find a way so I can get through you.
So nice. myself at risk of getting hurt. Oh, and even if I didn't like myself, could have been prey to someone else. Hyenas aren't loud, they always lurk in the darkness. Hey, hey, in the darkness. When was I so naive? I really cannot believe I put myself at risk of getting hurt. And even if I didn't like myself, could have been prey to someone else. Hyenas aren't loud, they always lurk.
$16.90, that was three back-to-back bangers. Rachel Dara, NLE Jr., and Manafort, bro. I can't wait to have all of them on the show. One day, eventually, it's going to happen, and I can't wait. Tonight, however, we have the one and only, Aloe. How you feeling, man?
Hey, thank you for having me. Bro. I really appreciate you bringing out the vibes up in here.
Yes, sir, bro, of course. But once I heard your song on my For You page, I knew it was destined to happen, bro. Yes, it sir. Was... Dude, the song was too good for me to pass up on. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get right into it. So tell the viewers a little bit about yourself. Who is Aloe?
So I create this sound. I call it electro-funk, where I typically like to blend in that modern electronic music and then bring in those elements of like 70s and 80s. I consider myself an old soul. Grew up with, you know, listening to Michael Jackson, you know, a lot of like, you know, Earth, Wind and Fire. I really like, that's where I typically get inspired by my vocals. You know, that funky high pitch, vocals you guys will hear in my music. And I just like to bring in, I like to make the music that I want to hear more of and music that makes people feel good. I think that's my number one goal, is to make people feel the music, feel the rhythm, the beat.
Yo, honestly, you know what? We've had a lot of people say that on the show, but you know what? This is the one time where you can actually like really feel the good vibes, bro. Good day, bro. You really feel like today is a good day. You can have like the shittiest day possible. And you know what? You can just be vibing, bro. This is like the best like feel good song we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool vibe. So what made you want to get into like these good vibes in general?
So I feel like honestly with everything happening in the world, all the negativity, you know, it's kind of hard to see the light, or just, you know, it can be as crazy as like, you know, you open your TV, you open your phone, there's always bad news, there's always some stuff happening.
There's
and then
always something.
There's always, right? And then when you get this music, it kind of like takes you away, and music is supposed to be an escape. So that's why when I make that kind of music, I want people to escape into this world where they can just feel good, really.
100%. I feel like lately, especially, like 2026, it was just one thing after another, you know, especially like everything's been happening in the world politically with wars and everything.
Like,
it's unfortunate. It's sad.
Yeah.
But you know, like at the same time, we know we got to find a way to like find a way to find the positivity and the light in the darkness.
Exactly.
And honestly, I'm so glad that we still have amazing artists like you who are able to provide such a positivity and a light in this dark time.
Appreciate you saying that, man. That's really that's the goal.
Bro, no worries, bro. You know what? We need to have more good artists, like positive. Because you know what? Feel good music, it's harder than it looks. I feel like it's hard to, especially nowadays, it's hard to write about things and just make you happy. It's 100%. Easier to just write about stuff like, yo, I'm sad.
Yeah.
That's why R&B people are just miserable all the time.
That's true. Or they're angry, and then, you know, you got the, you know, the rap. And it's fine. I feel like it's okay to convey your emotions to music. But it's also, you know, if you feel good, people tend not to write about it. You know, and it's like, if you're having a good day, write about it. And then maybe somebody else who's not having a good day can have a good day because you wrote something because you're feeling good.
I have a theory about that, actually. You know why I think people stop making happy music? Pharrell Williams, Happy. Happy.
You know, actually, people actually don't like that song, but that was like one of my favorite. I had this.
Really?
Yeah, like I love that song.
I have a love-hate relationship with it. At first, I couldn't stand it. I thought it was just the most, I wouldn't say obnoxious. I was like, okay, we get it. Maybe because it played too often.
It's, yeah, yeah.
But after I rewatched the music video and I see Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt just like screwing around, just like smiling. It was like, this is kind of cool.
The thing with Pharrell, I think, is just really like he just made the music. It's just a feeling, you know?
Right.
It doesn't always have to be something concrete, like, oh, you know, some people look for a deeper meaning in a song. But sometimes it's like, you know, it's like repetitive, but it's like it's something that you could kind of float, really. You just want to float.
100%. I feel like Lil Tecca in an interview said it best. Like, you know, like a lot of things that he says or does, like in the music or in the music videos, doesn't either have to be true or have to make sense. It has to just make you vibe.
Exactly.
As long as he got you to like bump your head or make you have a good time, then he did his job.
Exactly.
Properly. And that's what I think a lot of people are missing out on nowadays. You know, like, you don't need to have the most deepest lyrics or like, you know, the craziest beat. You know, if you can just have fun with it, then that's all that matters.
Exactly.
And that's why I like about your music. I feel like you can just have such a good time listening to any song.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your newest single that just dropped today.
Yes. So Good Day. That one was really, it was really fun because what I did is that I kind of played around my vocals, you know, getting that funky. I really wanted to bring out the funk in this one a lot. And I collaborated with this producer, who's actually, he's based, in the US. So yeah, and I collaborated with him, and he kind of sent me the beat, and I was really like, yo, like, this is fire. Like, I want to really like bring out that energy, and it matched it well because he's an old soul like me. So so you know, when I created it, I really I kind of freestyled on it at first, and then I continued on with the lyrics, and I just wanted it to be very light, very, you know, something you kind of put in the background, like if you're going for a drive or if you're just like cooking or anything, just have it.
You know what, I've never had someone actually like say that they want like not background music, but like just like music like that, you know. I feel like most people want their music to be like the center of attention.
Yeah,
but honestly, that's actually like a cool way to put it though. I actually like that a lot.
Yeah, because it's groovy, right? So, you know, when you're grooving, it is kind of the center of attention, but it's also something that you can't ignore. So like the fact that you're just doing something, you're like, wait, this is a good beat, like, you know, you pay attention to it, but you're also,
it's something that's like, it fits in the background
exactly
really good, to the point where like, okay, hang on, this is like theme music.
Yeah,
this would be like a good outro song to like dropping off my girl or something.
Yeah, you know, and I mean? It's a very motivating song. Like the visual I did for it, I was in a laundry room, so it's kind of funny because I had an inside joke with one of my friends. He's like, oh, it's a good day to do laundry, and it's like, you're like motivated.
A good day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Oh, wait.
I say got even the lyric says got to get up and go. It's like, you know, the sun's out. Let's go for a walk, go for a jog, like.
Yo,
just get up.
You just gotta get up and do something, bro. Like, you know just what? And you know what? You gotta have a good day. And you know what? We're gonna have a good day right now because we're about to play Good Day right now. And we're also gonna play another one of your songs called Fade.
Let's go.
So, yo, back-to-back bangers. I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people in the studio, but screw it. I'm having a good day.
We're excited.
We're hyped, bro. Right. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Good Day. Aloe. World premiere. Right here on the come up, 1690. Let's get it.
It's a good day. It's a good day. Got to get up and go.
Gotta get up.
Well,
gotta get up.
To get.
day. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. The good vibes are here to stay. You got to know it's about to be a good day. So put your shoes and get on the move.
Listen to country the whole drive.
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. Thursday, March 19th from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at Atelier 2112 at 2112 at the Tegan for A Way of Willing It, a vernissage night featuring the work of eight artists and curated by Amelia Steudel. And on Saturday, March 21st from 7 to 10 p.m., come to the White Wall Studio for Perverts, a one-night event featuring sculpture, audio, painting, projection, and speculative diagrams curated by Renee Barnes. Find us at 4532 Avenue Laval. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Hey, it's Mint Simon. You're listening to CJ Lowe, 1690 AM.
Welcome back to the come up, bro. We just listened to two back-to-back bangers by Aloe. Good Day was just released today, and Fade, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great.
And how about you?
Dude, I am feeling spectacular, bro. I'm having a good day. I've been using that pun too many times.
Yeah.
You know what? I said it once, three times. But yeah. You know what? No, screw it. It is a good day, bro.
It is a good day.
Dude, Fade is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's such a vibe. It's yeah. a club banger. You should.
It's giving, like, clubbing, like, back in the, like, kind of, like, 2000s, you know.
I clubbed in the 2000s, bro.
And you know what? I feel like clubbing back then was actually better. People
right,
would
exactly.
actually go out.
Dude, because you know what? I feel like nowadays it's just like, I can't even explain it. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's too aggressive. What's that? People are too either nonchalant
yep.
or it's just like...
Or like superficial. Like I feel like back then you could have just make more friends and people would just...
Exactly.
Be more down to earth.
I thought there would be more dancing.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be cool. I don't know if you know this show, Batman Beyond.
No, I don't know that one.
No. Okay. But anyways, it's just like... Anyways, there's like a... There's a big nightlife in it and like... Because Batman. And after like clubs are in that show are like so like... What you assume is what a club looks like.
Yeah.
So it's just people dancing a lot.
Yeah.
Colors,
retro.
Literally.
Neon lights.
Neon lights.
Yes.
Just like a lot of like house music.
Yeah. When you listen to Fade, like, I really like try to envision myself in this like neon lighting, like that purplish, that like, you know, and everybody's just really. I go on YouTube and I look at these old school clubs and I got inspired. That's why I wrote Fade. And I was like, yeah, this would have been a banger.
This
would have been good
back then,
2000.
Dude, I wish I was my age back in 2000.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Or 2005 or something, bro. I think I would have thrived.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
I think it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like I don't mind being in this period because, you know, there's GPS and Google Maps.
Google Maps, yeah.
Which
technology has evolved.
Technology has definitely evolved.
It could be good or bad. I feel like, you know, maybe back then, for our parents, like, you know, they say, oh, you guys have it better now.
Yeah, I guess.
But I feel like...
Aesthetics, though.
Aesthetics, yeah. It's just...
It was a vibe,
yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a vibe, yeah.
I don't know. I like...
Like, you had the Walkmans and the CDs and the cassettes and all
okay,
that
maybe
stuff.
Not too far. Like that. I don't think I would have done good in the 80s, personally.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Like, I think I would have rocked the bowl cut.
Yeah.
And after watching Stranger Things, I just...
Yeah, Stranger Things brings you back.
Stranger Things brings you way back.
Way back.
People just assume that the 80s was just, like, all happy dandy. But there was just so much other things in the 80s that people just don't talk about. Like,
That's true.
Like, what else was in the 80s?
Even politically, I feel like, you know, things have evolved. People are more woke, you know?
Right.
Now, like, people are not scared to talk about things that maybe in the 80s you wouldn't address.
Exactly. There's, like, a lot of things that people didn't talk about. Like, you know, there's mental health.
Yes.
Or really touchy subjects.
Yes.
And, like, we probably can't even talk about on the radio. But now, people are more aware. People are open.
Open,
change.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool. But also, you know, I wish it did change the finale of Stranger Things season 5.
That was a disappointment.
Bad.
Debatable. Some people liked it. I feel like after, because it was such a momentum, you know, after five seasons. Cause I'm a huge Stranger Things fan,
by the way.
I mean, how could you not? It's like one of the greatest shows, in my opinion. And
season one to two was yeah. one of, was when yeah. considered
absolutely top notch.
Everything else just went downhill after season three. Actually, season four was actually pretty good.
But I heard that they changed something with the writers. You know, something must have happened the last season. And I think that really impacted the finale and kind of felt rushed, you know.
You know what the whole season was? It was just them explaining things that we already know.
Yeah.
Like people just keep taking out like random objects. This is the Upside Down and this is Hawkins. L is in the center of all of it. Like, we know that shit. Like, why are you telling me this? I know it.
And then, you know, the fight with Vecna was like 2 minutes. Like.
It was
like the whole point of Stranger Things was this guy.
It was
and then
his exact it was moment.
His moment, and the fight was the most easiest fight I've ever
it
seen.
It was so easy, dude. Will's speech about how he doesn't want to be alone was longer.
It was
than the whole thing. I'm like, okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Like, you know, we get it.
You know what pissed me off even more. When Max and oh, this is spoilers by the way for Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, if you haven't watched it by now,
sucks to be you. All right?
You gotta tap in.
Screw you. No. But basically, I hated when Max and Mike's sister would just like they'd be getting chased by the creepy pedophile man. I don't know what his name was. I think it was Vecna.
Vecna?
Vecna in his human form.
And Henry.
Yeah, Henry.
Henry.
Henry's literally just running after them, and after they're just stopping.
Yeah, and he
had
like this scary face. Literally, great actor, by the way.
Great, phenomenal actor.
I think he played in Twilight. He played in a lot of stuff. He really
looks
good.
Like a vampire.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, he does look like a vampire. He's really good. Very talented actor. Yeah.
Like, I would just hate when they would just stop while they're getting chased. Like, Holly, you're strong. You're better than this.
Okay, you know, I love Holly, by the way. I thought she was the most...
She had so much screen time.
But she was good.
Yeah.
But I know people... I think it's because, you know, I think Holly had this sort of innocence and they kind of wanted to really bring out, like, okay, she's older. She's aware of what's going on now.
I don't want innocence in Stranger Things, bro. There's demons and paranormal stuff, bro. People got kidnapped by monsters.
That's true.
Also, there was a lot of weird things. I'm not too crazy about the demon slugs that they would put in the kids' throats.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
I was like, oh, this is... Ooh. Harvey Weinstein.
And the Demogorgons, they made them scarier. I don't know about you, but
they added more CGI to it.
Ah.
And I liked it more.
Yeah.
You know what? They actually looked
massive. Yeah, they were like in season one, if you were to compare, they were huge. Like,
yeah, but you know what? I liked them more in season one because there was like one or two, but they were like mysterious. But these were come out of nowhere.
Yeah, these were just like
they would come through the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
And now these like, ones are just running like dogs. It's like it became very Marvel-y.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, especially with the whole, like, military. I thought the military was useless, by the way.
I hated that.
They were just useless. Like,
they
just
show up.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Like, they were trying to keep Hawking safe, but it was just like, no.
Because the end of season four, I thought, like, okay, yo, this is going to be...
Like, Hawking's a mess.
Hawking's a mess. There's no way they can cover this up. Guess what? They covered it up. Of course they did. But you know, it doesn't make any sense, but... That's why I hate season three the most, because you know what, bro? Because, like, the first season, what do you have? The Demogorgon.
The Demogorgons, yeah.
Crazy-ass stuff, bro. Guy would just come through the walls, kidnap people, bring them to the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Second season, the Mind Flayer.
The Mind Flayer.
Just a whole demon bringing the people and the dogs. Season three, Russians.
I also heard about, like, there's also the acting aspect. I feel like people said the acting was better when they were
kids.
When they were kids,
100%. Because you know what, they were starving. They were they wanted that recognition.
Like I wasn't a big fan of L. I think a lot of people can agree. Like L really delivered in the first couple of seasons. And
Millie Bobby Brown did great.
Yeah,
she was. I think the actors didn't want to be there anymore.
You can feel it was the end of the contract.
You could yes, 100%. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, have they really done anything besides Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown has been in quite a few films.
That's only Netflix films.
Netflix, though. She's been, Enola Holmes.
Enola Holmes, but that's Netflix.
Yeah. But,
get that paper, girl.
I think the guy, Mike, he's an artist, and he's actually coming to Montreal, Oceaga.
Is he good?
I have not heard his music.
We're gonna judge him one day.
We're gonna see.
We're gonna have him on the show, we're gonna judge him right here in front of us, and we're gonna talk to him about season 5 of Stranger Things. But... inspiration for the next one. But prior to this, we were also talking about Harry Potter.
Yes.
Are you excited for the HBO show?
Absolutely not.
Really?
You know, I grew up with Harry Potter. I grew up with the old school Harry Potter, so I'm very biased. Like, I grew up with, like, you know, actors like Dame Maggie Smith, you know, like Alan Rickman. Like, those are huge actors. And for me, because I grew up with Harry Potter and I had those actors, I always associated them with those characters. And then now, you know, seeing this new, it's also a different time. It's a different time. 100%. You know, like Daniel Radcliffe, Emma, all these, like, you know, there's no phones. There's no, the media was different.
I wonder how they're going to portray the kids now. Like, you think they're going to, like, yeah, hop on, in, like, IG and, like, during Pokemon's class?
That's the
class?
Thing, yeah.
Like, and, yo, send me the answers.
Yeah, I mean, the goods, I mean, I've heard a bit that, you know, they're going to add some stuff that were not covered in the books. And, you know, yeah.
I hate when they do that.
To be fair, I watched the films before I gone to the books.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like everyone does that. I mean, yeah. Harry Potter movies were a lot
bigger. It's a classic. It's
even though I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan, I do really like the second one.
That's Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets is actually pretty good.
It's pretty fire, yeah. My favorite one, actually, is Goblet of Fire.
I hate that one. I hate it.
Actually, it's like some people hate it because obviously it's like, you know, Voldemort gets revealed. But then, you know, it's also, I like it because it's different. You have these, like, other people from different schools coming in, and it creates this cool dynamic. But then I heard, you know, there's a lot of, it's, like, kind of scary.
I mean, no, I didn't like, that part didn't really bother me. I really didn't like Daniel Radcliffe's hair. I was like, yo.
He had a mop on his head.
He had, like a bird's nest. I was like, yo.
You know what, haircut, actually, please. The funny thing about that, I think it was a style. Back then.
No, it wasn't.
They all had long hair. Ron had...
Dude, it looked horrible.
Rupert Grant.
It was bad. Like, it was just... I don't even know, bro. It was just...
Luckily, he cut it in the one after the Order of the Phoenix.
That's true, yeah.
His hair looked more... Like,
he looked more...
He looked more normal.
He looked
put
more,
together.
You know what? He did look more like an actual person you can actually talk to. Yeah. And also, Goblet of Fire also had my man... Robert Pattinson, a.k.a.
Ooh.
The Batman.
Edwards.
Dude. Thank God Batman revived his career, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, because you know what, bro?
They did not do him justice, though. And I was really, like, spoiler alert. When,
he's dead, huh?
Well, when he died. I thought it was so sad.
Really? Last time I watched that movie, I was, like, 12.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while.
Okay.
But, honestly, man. So... I guess my question for you is that, like, how do you incorporate all, like, your interests, your influences, things that, like, interest you in, like, your music? Is it only pure, like, through, like, artists, like music artists, or do you also get inspired through, like, you know, every other things, like media and movies and shows?
Yeah, I really do because I'm a very nostalgic person, so... With nostalgia comes with, like, old stuff, and that's why, like, I really like, you know, Harry Potter, because it has that old nostalgia, and, like, Stranger Things, as you can see, has that retro, which exactly what I try to portray with my music, that retro vibe, even the cover art, like, the cassette players, you know, like, it's just, it really goes down to, like, I like old stuff. And just like even Toy Story, like, you know, I love Toy Story. Huge fan of it.
What's your favorite? Are you excited for the new one though?
I am. Dude. I love Buzz Lightyear.
The movie?
I haven't watched that one.
Oh, okay,
but he's my favorite. He's one of my favorite characters.
The Lightyear movie kind of sucks.
Yeah, that no.
Dude, when I heard about that movie, I was like, that's stupid.
But it's gonna be sad. I feel I might cry because you know, now. Kids are not playing with toys anymore. They're playing with these, you know, tablets and technology.
Yeah.
That's why I'm grateful in a sense that we grew up with, you know, playing toys.
Yeah, dude, I used to have so many action figures, and now most kids just don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't.
It's because, like, I feel like for me, Toy Story 3 was the perfect way to end it. I love Toy Story 2. That was my favorite movie as a kid. So it's always going to be that one. Also, I like the aesthetics more. But
true.
Honestly, Toy Story 3 would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Just to end it off. Just, but now the fourth one kind of weirded me out. I was like...
Yeah, the dolls, like, in the...
Yeah, like, it felt unnecessary.
Yeah.
But now the fifth one, I feel like this is the one time where, like, okay, this could be an actual interesting premise.
Exactly.
Because, you know, this is an actual thing that, like,
you see. That's happening right now, yeah.
For real. And yeah. It's not just, like game-wise. Like, because, you know, I used to have a DS as a kid.
Oh, same.
Dude.
Oh, DS, yeah.
Wait, what would you play? What would you play?
I would play, of course, Super Mario Bros. Like, you can't go wrong with that. I used to play those, like, I don't know the name, but, like, you would be able to take care of, like, an animal. It was, like, pets thing.
Nintendogs?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yo,
something like that.
I haven't fed my Nintendog in years.
Oh, so funny. Like, you had an animal, you had to feed it, you had to
Dude,
wash it.
I had so much Pokemon games, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, there's also, Tomodachi Life, I think, where it's, like, you would have, like, your little main characters.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe. But I just had a lot of Pokemon.
I also played GTA on the DSi.
I know exactly.
It was very small, but
it was Chinatown.
Yeah, it was Chinatown. Yeah, I played that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly which one it is.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah. I mean, look, I didn't have, like, there was no PS5 back then. Oh, so, dude. You know, you play with what she had. I had the Xbox.
I had a Wii.
Oh, yeah, the Wii.
Yo, the Wii was so lit, bro.
Yeah.
I used to make, I was pretty weird as a kid. I used to make, like, Mii characters of, like, people who just come to the house. And, like, I remember, I think this was bad, because I think one of my family members' uncles or their friends passed away. And I had his Mii. And for some reason, I deleted it, because once I heard that he passed away, so I was like, okay, we're not going to need him anymore. We just, like, you know, brought him to the afterlife.
You were a very, very special kid.
I was a psychopath.
You were a special kid.
I was a psychopath as a child. No, but it was... It's fine, but you know what, bro?
I mean, look, I was, like, when you play GTA, GTA is very violent. And, honestly, you're, like, what? You're, like, 11 and... You're just, yeah, and there's
hitting,
just,
keep
you're,
hitting
yeah, you just keep doing felonies. A bunch of weird stuff.
Sending them into space and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you know what? You know what's
I don't think people even did the storyline. I think people just kind of drive around and just do.
It took me a second to realize there was.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize there was a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I actually did it when I was older.
The story's actually pretty good.
It's good. I think it's about, what's it about? Trevor and
Michael
and Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I know. I know the story. They need to make a movie out of that.
Oh, dude.
That'd be great.
Never. Dude, GTA 6 is going to be crazy.
Oh, yo.
GTA 6 will be literally the best.
They keep moving the date, so I really hope it's going to happen.
Dude, I think they're going to announce the PS6 before that.
Oh, man. They always do that.
Dude, once that game drops, bro, I will not be doing anything.
Like, I think the whole world's just going to be on pause.
It's probably going to drop. Because when's it supposed to drop? It's supposed to drop.
I forget. I think it's November, May. I don't know.
But they moved it. I think it might be in May.
May.
Okay, the new one is in November of this year, right?
Yeah.
Of this year?
I think so.
Or 27.
No, I think. Okay, hold on.
Everybody's so confused because.
You know what? We're going to play your two other songs, Into Space and. Hang on. Into Space? Why isn't that working?
November
19th, bro.
November 19th.
I will not
save it to your calendars.
I will not be doing the show on November 19th. But yo, we're going to be playing your other two songs, Into Space and Off the Ground. Those two songs, actually, the two titles actually make a lot of sense with each other because you're into space and you're off the ground.
You know, now you said that. I actually didn't realize
that. You didn't do that on purpose?
No, I just realized just now that you said that. That is so cool. Wow.
Bro, we discovering new things every day, 6090 on the come up. Bro, so this is Into Space by Allo. Let's look.
Me. Listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now, bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie from Black Country New Road, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We are back at it again, the come up. We only got a few short minutes left before our show unfortunately comes to an end, but you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. However, it is my favorite part of the night, the quote of the day. So the quote of the day, basically, for those who do or do not know, the quote of the day, you can just say the most inspirational thing you want, the craziest thing you want, the funniest thing you want. It's all up to you. So I guess it's my time to ask Allo, what is the quote of the day?
That is a very good question. I guess the quote of the day that comes to my mind is just be yourself, and you know, you people will follow into your footsteps. I guess like the idea is like being yourself. I know like it sounds like corny and it's very like,
no,
but
not at all, bro.
The thing is, when I say that, it really comes down to just, you become like the blueprint. Like, you, when you become something different from everybody else, people follow your footsteps, because somebody has to start something different.
You gotta forge your own path, and yeah. you gotta what's the term? It's you gotta set the path.
Yeah, or something like that.
Pave your own.
Pave your own path. Yo, and that's what I'm trying to do with my music. Actually, is really like have my music different from most people. Because a lot of people, when they hear my music, they're like, oh, wow, we didn't expect it to sound like that, you know. And, you know, it's you know, people mostly expect, you know, hip-hop or R&B. So that's why, in a sense, this is me being myself, because this is me being, like, this is what I like. This is exactly. this is me.
At the end of the day, not everyone could be a copy-paste, exactly. cookie-cutter. And, you know, we've seen, like, a lot of people, like, not people we've had on the show, but more like people that we've been to like events to where it's just like it's the same four songs.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's just there's a lot of repetition.
Yeah.
And it's important to stand out. Be yeah. unique.
Exactly. That's really like I feel like a lot of people, you know, that's why I say when you say be yourself, people are like, oh well that's but it's like no, you really wanna set yourself apart
there's from the difference the between like saying to be yourself.
But actually doing it is
actually
hard.
Doing it,
it's actually harder than people think, actually.
100%,
it's hard. Because we like humans, you know, we always want to be validated. We always want to be loved. Want to be appreciated. Exactly. We want to fit in. So the thing is, you know, when you try to fit in, you're not your authentic self. Because that's not who you are.
You know what? Especially when I first started doing this, like, I was worried that, like, I'm a very big nerd at heart. So, and also I was still coming up in like the music scene too, so like I didn't really know what to expect, so I did kind of have not like a mask, but I kind of like wasn't myself to like my full
yeah.
extent. But after when I realized that, oh my god, there are so many nerds within the music career, the music community, and like everyone's actually so cool and nice and accepting, I was like, yo, I got to be myself more
but
often.
It's crazy, like people like they feel like they're embarrassed being a nerd, and it's like and for me, it's like it shows that you like stuff. Like it's normal. Like you're not
you're ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
I think it's more on the question of wanting to be accepted.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to be different, especially today. Yeah. Like it's good to it. You know, being different is like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because like you want to be different, but at the same time, you also just want to fit in sometimes.
Exactly.
You just want to. You don't really want to stand out.
Yeah.
You just want to like be treated. The way you want it, a week equally, yeah. fairly, but at the same time, you know, you gotta know your worth.
You gotta know your worth, and you gotta also like just understand that it will come. Some, you know, with time, people will look to you, up to you, respect you, or even give you the credits that you deserve. But you know, that's why the path is lonely sometimes. But you just gotta keep doing your what you do, and like don't change for nobody. And
exactly, but you gotta keep going.
You just gotta keep going. You just gotta keep going, and. Like, that's really what I'm trying to, like, you know, bring out my music, just being, like, you know, different, you know, setting myself apart from the crowd. You know, like,
bro. Yeah. Honestly, with all the songs that we've played tonight, bro, it's going to happen, bro. People are going to see, you're going to stand out.
Appreciate
amongst everyone, bro, and I can't wait, bro, because yeah. honestly, you guys are bangers.
Yeah.
Bro. So, before we end it off, can you give us, like, a little teaser on what's next for Allo? Like, what's you have like a new song coming out soon, or maybe a new project maybe per se?
So absolutely, I have the next project is actually going to I'll be featuring an artist on this one, and the artist is based in Toronto, so it's going to be a collaboration with another fellow Canadian like myself.
Shout out
to Canadians, lots of talent in Canada, by the way.
100%,
a lot
bro.
Of people are talented here, and it is going to be another upbeat feel good. I'm really excited for this one, and I'm planning to have it somewhere, you know, closer to like, you know, May, you know, where the sun's out,
the sun is sun's shining,
exactly,
summer is on the horizon,
the terraces, everything starts to open up, and this will be my next project, you know, be a very cool collaboration, you know, going into Toronto and just branching out. I'm slowly starting to branch out, and
oh dude, I can't wait. Yeah, it's gonna, dude, the summer vibes this year,
summer
bro,
vibes
bro, they are needed more than ever. Yeah. I think this is gonna be a great
this is the type of music that you wanna, when you go in your car, you got your Rindles rolled down, and you're just
vibes only.
Vibes, like that's my quota, groovy vibes only.
groovy vibes.
Groovy vibes only.
Beach vibes.
Beach vibes.
Lake vibes.
Lake
too.
Vibes.
Barbecue vibes.
Barbecue, you name it. Like
hating on Stranger Things vibes.
Yeah.
UV of 8 vibes.
Exactly.
That's where we get that nice bass tan.
Groovy vibes.
So, guys, unfortunately, that is it for us tonight. Huge shout out to Aloe for pulling up. This was an amazing episode.
Thank you for having me.
Bro, of course, bro. Today was indeed a good day, bro. And I can't wait for more good days to come, especially when you drop that project, guys. Stick around, guys. This is 69 The Come Up. Aloe, the white boy with sauce. And we also got Kemi in the background, of course. What's up? And, guys, let's see you guys next week for a crazy episode. It's going to be insane. See you guys later. Peace out.